Women voters, so important to reach out to them, whether you're Republican or Democrat. You have a deficit among women voters.
Well, that's what they said last time, too.
Right. Well, let's say for the sake of argument, you have a deficit among female voters who maybe in some cases you're too aggressive, your tone or your tweets. What do you say to them directly about what you'll do in a second term?
Okay. I have to be aggressive because I'm like standing here in a sea of incompetent people, stupid people, and violent people. Very violent.
But that's the kind of language, stupid
that's
people.
Okay.
That's a lot of women don't
it's
like
also
that.
The, well, where are we? Oh, we're in the White House, I see. See, okay. So I'm standing here in a sea of people, and we need law and order in this country, and women see that with me. You're never going to have law and order with Biden. Hey, look at Ferguson. Look what happened during that. You know, people forget. Look at all of those horrible race riots you had during Obama. Ferguson's just one that comes to mind, but you had them all the time. Look at all of what happened with Brown and this one and that one. Look at all of the problems you had under Obama. It was a disaster. It was actually worse than anything. This is a much different situation. Again, the anarchists of Portland are different than what's going on in Chicago. Chicago can be solved. I think it's actually a little bit more difficult to solve. I think the anarchists in many ways are much more solvable. But for women, more than anything else, they want security. They want safety. They have to have safety. They talk about the suburban woman. What I did recently, I ended the regulation that provided low-income housing that mandated low-income housing.
That was Obama's rule.
That was the Obama rule. It was a disaster.
Do you think the suburbs are in danger if Biden is elected?
Oh, yeah,
we already know the cities are in danger, but so, are the suburbs in danger? Because they say that's fear-mongering on the part of
Republicans. I know the suburbs. The suburban, beautiful place. The American dream, really. They want low-income housing, and with that comes a lot of other problems, including crime. May not be nice to say, but
I'll say poor people are criminals, though.
No, I'm not saying that at all, but it does. There is a level of violence that you don't see. So you have this beautiful community in the suburbs, including women. Right? Women. They want security.